Canada needed a big win to gain much-needed points and, perhaps more importantly, build a goal differential advantage in Group C. Fortunately for the Canadians, lowly Ghana was the opponent. Forward Christine Sinclair scored twice in a 4-0 thrashing. Sinclair's header in the 16th minute and a chip shot in the 62nd minute made her the most prolific World Cup scorer in Canadian women's football history with 5 goals. Sophie Schmidt scored in the 55th minute, while defender Martina Franco added another in the 77th minute. Both were headers. Canadian coach Evan Pelrude says his team got past an African squad that plays a very fluid style of football.
Ghana is a tricky team to play against. They move the ball very well. They have to chase. And they have more possession than us. So it was a good fitness test, and I think we did well today.
Also in Hangzhou, Australia came from behind to tie Norway 1-1. Ragnhild Gudbrandsen put Norway ahead in the 5th minute, but Lisa Devanna came off the bench to net an 83rd minute strike for Australia. Norwegian coach Bjarne Berntsen says he is still happy with the result, even though his team could not hold on for a win.
I think that considering the 90 minutes, I think we have to be pleased with the 1 point we got, and we think we are in a very good situation before the last group game.
Australia and Norway lead Group C with 4 points each, followed by Canada with 3. Ghana has no points. Also Saturday in Wuhan, Denmark defeated New Zealand 2-0. Brazil soundly beat host China 4-0. Brazil now has 2 victories and 6 points to lead the Group D standings. Denmark and China have 3 points each, while New Zealand has none. The top 2 teams from each of the 4 groups will advance to the semifinals. All of the 16 nations have 1 game remaining in the first round. In Hangzhou, China, Jim Stevenson, VOA Sports.